Okay. Well, I appreciate you explaining that because, I mean, there's so many different combinations you can get now and all that. And I'm still learning. I haven't been driving for a while because I have a disability with my mobility, and I'm not allowed to really drive great distances, nor can I. But I'm looking at getting a vehicle in 2027 and looking at, you know, gas, combination gas, hybrid, all electric, what my options are. I am retired. I'm pushing 70, and I'm looking for something simple just to get, you know, around my campus because I have everything I need kind of like within walking distance of my campus. But at the same time, with my mobility issues, I am capable of walking, but it's very exhausting, and sometimes at the end it can be a little bit debilitating and painful. So I'm looking at options, and that's why I'm asking the questions I am.